410W Mobile. I hope the traffic is well.
I'm on 85 South right now.
Where at?
You.
You're just getting started.
Get off at the exit here and take the access road for an exit and see what's going on. There's a red disappears right at the interchange, though, so I don't know what's going on. Maybe they just had one of those rolling stoppages or something. I don't know.
Up on my screen yet, but I'm a little bit far out. First day back.
On that one. Going on here, but it's brake lights as far as I can see on the southbound side getting off here. I'm just going to head over that access road and see what I can do.
Yeah.
Because after the interchange, it starts moving again. That's weird.
85, there's no telling what happened. New 7-Eleven right there at the 80, it had gasoline for $2.14 a gallon yesterday. I went ahead and snagged it.
7-Eleven at 96 open, I think diesel was $2.99 yesterday.
John texted me yesterday that racetrack right across the interstate from you guys down there to 27 had it for like $2.69
I haven't seen it like that in a long time.
We were down by there at Christmas. I think it was $2.80 at Christmas.
A blessing and a curse, you know, because usually when gas prices fall like this, it's an indication of a slowing economy, and the economy is certainly slowing. So, you know, hopefully it's just a soft landing and not a big retraction or anything.
Man, Friday at work, we had a truck drive off the edge of the truck scale. Not even paying attention. The front passenger tire went over the little retaining pipes, and that smashed it all to bits. Knocked a big old hole in its fuel tank, spilling diesel everywhere. Man, it was a big catastrophe.
I cleaned up and everyone was okay. My God, that's just like, how do you drive off the end of the edge of a scale? I don't know.
And the bad part is, he didn't even need the scale. I mean, he was a dry van. He just needed to bypass the scale, but he drove up on it and went off the edge. And then it was $6,000 just for the environmental people to hit the gate. And then it was like $600 to $1,000 to get him off of the scale with a tow truck. And then the scale people had to come out yesterday and repair the scale.
But insurance, because you should be able to recover from that.
Charged the trucking company. And the bad part is they were picking up a load that was supposed to went out like 2 weeks ago.
How people make such dumb mistakes, but, you know, they do. And we all do it sometimes.
A lot of times I wonder how that happened, but then if you watch a few dash cam videos of that, you can figure it out real quick. KN4 TFW. Somebody trying to come in there. Sir, 4 TFW mobile.